K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. I'm recording this on which has been a, yes, dried out. I won't say necessarily dried out, but snowed out, wintery mix edition on this Tuesday night, December 26, 2023. Football edition, looking ahead to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. We're going to focus, do a little bit of something different here. We're going to focus a little bit on NC State a little bit because we haven't had much time to talk about that. Before I do that, of course, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, all things K-State sports. I know we've been kind of focusing on basketball and football, but we do, because it's proof in the archives, right? Tennis, volleyball, from this past semester. Women's basketball going on right now. We do cover that as well. And we're going to get back into dipping and diving. Indoor track and field started a few weeks ago. We'll come back to that, obviously, there. Tennis and some other sports there as well. All things K-State sports here. We're a part of the K-State family podcast, whether that's the Three Mall Pod, Powercat Podcast, Bascals Boys, and several more others out there. The Pro Project Podcast part. Glad to be a part. Yes, I added in there as well. Okay, all right, and of course, big thanks, shout out Alex A. and McCos for the Reaction Edition football style, which, oh, by the way, we will have that on Thursday night. Now, again, all things pending, so I have to be careful with that. I'm not going to make any promises, but that is the plan, Thursday to hop on after the bowl game. And hopefully K-State will win this game, but it's going to be a challenge. So we'll see how it all shakes out on Thursday as both teams were today, of course, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast on Tuesday night, on roller coaster rides, hanging out with the kids. There's some really good pictures of the K-State folks, players with some kids there on the roller coaster rides, things like that. So, and of course, one of my favorite flavors of the Pop-Tarts Bowl, or not, I shouldn't say Pop-Tarts Bowl, but Pop-Tarts flavor, right? Strawberry. That's what popped up with the bowl, kind of the football with the two little openings, kind of like an original toaster would be, right? So you have that. That's the trophy that you looked at. If you missed it, go search it on social media. Please do that. That's pretty cool. But yeah, strawberry, oh hell yeah. That's one of my favorite flavors of Pop-Tarts there as well. So we'll see if we'll be eating that on Thursday or eating something else. But anyways, yeah, so K-State's opponent from the ACC, 18th ranked NC State, right? Coming in this matchup, of course. And they're going to be out. Without, speaking of transfer portal NFL, the claim for the NFL draft, Peyton Wilson. They're not going to be without. They're going to be without their star QB. Why? Because he declared for the draft. So that's one of the players I did recognize from looking at some of the stuff there already. So looking at that and kind of the stats here. Actually, I'm wrong. The linebacker. So already getting it wrong. But anyways, Wilson, yeah, he declared for the draft. Led a team in tackles, 138 right there. And a quarterback, that proper quarterback I want to talk about, or I'm going to bridge in him, Brendan Armstrong here, the quarterback for Wolfpack here, 1,621 yards, 11 TDs, 6 picks for him. And also, you had this other quarterback too down here. I'm looking at MJ Morris. He's thrown for over 700 yards there, 7 TDs and 5 picks there as well. So we could possibly see both of them. And Armstrong is also a throwing and also a dual threat as well. Armstrong can also throw it. He is also running as well. Over 500 yards rushing on the ground, 6 TDs. Your leading receiver for the Wolfpack, none other than Kevin Concepcion. He's hauled in. Let's see, 64 catches, 767 yards, and 10 TDs. That leads the receivers right there as well. So that's a little bit of a nugget there on the 18th NC State Wolfpack. Of course, if I can go back to where I was earlier before all of that. Let's see here if I can do that real quick. Coach Doran here. Let me see if I get his first name here. Yes, Dave Doran, the head coach of the NC State Wolfpack, is the head coach here. And he was called out. He was called out by none other than Mack Brown, the head coach of North Carolina Tar Heels. This came on the heels, I guess, of the post game here. Let's see, by last month there for, I guess, the beating. NC State beat North Carolina the last time they were on the field. Meanwhile, K-State lost in the snow. Speaking of snow, lost in the snow against Iowa State, which really on big plays, which I still don't get it. But, yeah, so Dave Doran was called out by Mack Brown and all that other stuff like that. So, yeah. For those who don't know Mack Brown, obviously, that name is very familiar along Pro Project Podcast Nation. Texas, longtime head coach of Texas, now over there. And he's been over there, head coach of North Carolina, for a while now, like several years now. He's baking that up as well. So a little bit of insight there on NC State there. And I'm just going to go right through their schedule because that's what we're here to talk about a little bit. It kind of get a little familiarity with them a little bit since we're playing them on late Thursday afternoon. And oh, by the way, the Pop-Tarts boy in Orlando, Florida, going down 4:45 Central Time on ESPN. That's 5:45 Eastern Time. So, with all that said, NC State, look, won their first game against UConn on the road by 10, 24-14. All right, I'm just going to go right down the line. I'm not going to go into much of the insight of that. And then Notre Dame came to town and blew the doors off NC State 45-24 back on September 9th. And then NC State at home cruised over VMI 45-7 September 16th. September 22nd, NC State gets Virginia off a field goal 24-21. There, so right now, NC State 1-2-3. You're 3-1 right now, right? And then this was one of the games I watched NC State all year. This was a Louisville game there, a very defensive ball game here that I recall on a Thursday night in late February. I believe it was a Thursday night. And Louisville escaped NC State 13-10 on that. And then NC State rallied right back October 7th against Marshall. They are the highest scoring affair. So two completely different opposites there for NC State. 48. Let's see here. Okay. 48-41 there. And then, of course, NC State laid an egg against, which was then 17-ranked Duke, them Dukies, back on October 14th, 24-3. And then NC State gets Clemson. Yeah, Clemson, they've been off this year in the ACC. But NC State gets them 24-17 back on October 28th. And continuing here, NC State actually coming in this game here, going back to that Duke game. Let's count. Actually, no, because they lost to Duke. Never mind. So going back to that Clemson game, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're coming in here with a this bowl game against K-State, 5-game winning streak against your Wildcats, folks. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, which has been a wintery mix Tuesday here as I'm recording here on kind of a late-ish evening. Not that late, though, but late-ish evening here on the podcast here as we're getting that much closer to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. The final game for K-State in 2023 goes down on Thursday afternoon. Yeah, NC State, 5-game winning streak coming into this game against K-State. Hopefully K-State will break that. But finishing up, which was started the run for NC State, you handle Miami 20-6 back on November 4th. And then NC State rolled past Wake Forest back on November 11th, 26-6. Then NC State on the road again. So back-to-back road wins for Coach Doring. This one was much closer, tighter against Virginia Tech, 35-28 back on November 18th. And then the last time they were on the field, I mentioned this a few moments ago, was that North Carolina game, which NC State put it on. Mack Brown in the Tar Heels, 39-20 in this game. I'm going to go ahead and insert that a little bit. Yeah, the NC State all over North Carolina, especially in the first half there, 26-7 after one half of football there. North Carolina tried to get themselves back in it, couldn't do it. As NC State, and maybe Coach Doering had a reason to call the team out there. I don't know. I ain't going to get in the middle of that. But, hey, Brandon Armstrong threw three tip TDs in this ball game here. I'm going to go to this part here. There we go. I'm not worried about North Carolina. That's what I want. Brandon Armstrong, 22-31, 334 yards, three TDs, no picks. QB average of 82. There, for him, right? K-State defense, right? And if you listen to the previous pod, which is up right now, wherever you get your podcast, I went through because Connor Riley is calling the plays on Thursday afternoon for K-State State, right? So, I haven't went down to the recent depth chart going into this game for K-State on the defensive side. But all I know is Austin Moore, Brendan Mott, they will return in 2024 for K-State on the defensive side of the ball, right? That's huge for K-State, especially with Austin Moore, right? That leader. And for it, and that last game against Iowa State, yeah, he called himself out on that, which was pretty horrible tackling by not just him, but everybody who played defense on that particular night. But for Joe Klineman in the defense, right, going this game, you're going to have to somehow, and I don't know what it is, get pressure on Armstrong. You're going to have to find a way to rattle him a little bit. get him off his foot a little bit, things like that. So we know Armstrong, he's a dual threat quarterback as well, so he knows how to put it, tuck it, and run it. Yeah, which he only carried the ball against North Carolina 9 times for 22 yards. Yeah, 22 yards in that game as well. And Kevin Concepcion actually play a little running back and wide receiver too. 55 yards rushing and then 131 more receiving yards. So that's the play. That's the guy you have to slow down is Concepcion. You don't do that, it's going to be a long afternoon. And it's going to be really interesting to see no Kobe Savage back there for K-State because, yep, he's with Oregon now. Hit the transfer portal after the Iowa State game. Well, actually, a few weeks ago, I should say. But anyways, it's all the same because pretty much a lot of people hit the transfer portal after their respective games there as well. So you're going to have to find a way to keep your eyes out on Concepcion there in the passing and apparently in the running game, apparently. So looking at some of these games as well here. Let's see. Deborah Mims, the primary back for North Carolina State. 14 carries on 44 yards against the Tar Heels there. Excuse me, I lost my train of thought there. So, but the biggest thing there, on the defense side, you don't have to face Peyton Wilson, who I said, well, mistakenly said he's a quarterback. So, I mean, but that's my fault there. But I got it. But Wilson, the star linebacker, he will not be in this game. So, and of course, you know, with the running backs, like we got K-State has DJ Giddens and now I can't remember the other guy that I talked about in that today's podcast here as well. So DJ Giddens, he's going to be getting, obviously, the load. They're going into this game on Thursday. So we'll just have to see how it all shakes out. But, yeah, they're going to have to. We're going to find out a lot about these new guys coming up for Kansas State on Thursday. This is, we call this back in the old school days, and it's still called that, a springboard, right? You use these bowl games, right? Back in the day, right, when it actually mattered than it does now, because everybody wants to be in the college football playoff, right? If not, everybody's in the transfer portal. It's what it is. But back in the day, right, you had these bowl games actually mattered because you're getting these young guys some more reps, right? And we've seen K-State, Avery Johnson, the ringleader, right? Continue to get snaps. And yes, Avery's played quite a bit this year in 2023. Okay. that's been well noted. Now you get full reign and you get a new OC. That's gonna be really interesting for K-State. Connor Riley, who is, or I don't know if he, I'm pretty sure he still is in charge of the offensive line. I'm pretty sure he is, because I haven't heard anything, because it's already like 2 days away from the season being over anyways, regarding the result of this game on Thursday. But you have to look at the situation here. That's going to be interesting here to see. Again, I said it in today's podcast that you have to empty the tank. You have to give him the full complement of suitcase, right? We know Avery Johnson can run the ball. We've seen it. We've seen glimpses of it all year long, primarily Texas Tech. He scorched the Red Raiders. And so, look, you're gonna have an opportunity to do that, right? Joe Klatman on the other end, you're going to have to find some playmakers on that side of the ball. And on the deepest side of the ball. So it's going to be really interesting to see how Casey defends Armstrong, tries to defend Concepcion there as well. Try to contain those guys, because you do not. That's going to be a long day there. Kenyon Lassane, 5 catches for 66 yards. I want to point him out real quick there as well. Let's go to these stats. And oh, by the way, yeah, NC State, hold up. 9-3. Oh, by the way, they're 18th in the country from the ACC. And where do they finish at, you ask? Let's check that out. Oh, 19th, excuse me. Which one off? NC State finished 3rd in the ACC. Eddie Greer, the Pearl Project Podcast, continues here in Manhattan, Kansas, here coming to you on this late Tuesday evening, December 26, 2023. All things K-State. Yes, we know we've been primarily focusing on football. Football is about to come to a close. We will focus more on other athletics like indoor track. I know golf, they're taking some time. I know they're going to be rebooting here after February. I know they're taking a break now. Tennis. But for right now, basketball's the hot topic. And, of course, the Pop-Tarts Bowl is the topic right now for K-State football. That's impressive, man. When you're talking about NC State 3rd behind Louisville, who's going to be playing USC tomorrow night, and the Florida State Seminoles, who got locked out of the football playoff undefeated. That's pretty much good territory there. And shout out to Georgia Tech. I want to give them a shout out here. A little bit detour of the podcast here. I'm a Georgia native. The Georgia Tech tied for 4th with Virginia Tech there. 7-6. Hell yeah. But did they win that bowl game? I think they did. Yeah, I talked about that a little bit. They did. I did mention that. Or did they? Or did I have to double check here real quick here? I know I said it in the weekly pod. Yes, they did. Yeah, they beat UCF. So congrats to them. The Gasparilla Bowl, which UCF, I guess, for like the 3rd straight year in a row, landed in that bowl. They're there as well. So, yeah, man. K-State's going to have their hands full in this game. K-State right there, top 25. You have an opportunity, if you're K-State, to finish in the top 25 again for what, the 3rd year in a row, somewhere in there? I might be wrong, but you have a chance to finish what, possibly, maybe outside the top 20-ish, maybe get in there. Maybe, I don't know. We'll just have to see how all this shakes out. I know Oklahoma State plays tomorrow night as well. Gets A&M in the Texas Bowl there as well. So there's just a lot of things going on there. But, yeah, you're going to have those two things right there. If Casey's going to win this game, they're going to have to really shorten up on defensive end. They got to tackle. That's just what it comes down to. You have to tackle. You don't tackle in this game, you lose. I don't have to say that. A first time fan who wants to watch football pod could tell that. that tackle we saw at Iowa State, that's not going to cut it. It's just not going to do it. Young guys, you're up. Who's going to step up? Who's going to make plays? Who's going to make a game changing play? That is what you're looking for when you're in these type of situations. This is good for Kansas State, no doubt. If you get a win against NC State, a good-ass opponent, ACC, they finished 3rd in their respective conference, right? And K-State, I believe, now I got to go back and see where they finished at. Probably here, so we're about to close out on the podcast here. Let's see here. K-State. Go back to my screen. K-State was finished top of three-way tie for fourth. Got to do a refresher. It's been a while with Iowa State and West Virginia, 6-3, 8-4 overall coming in this game. Yeah, you have a chance to get a win and ride that momentum through winter and spring workouts. So the sky's the limit for this team, no question about it. But you got some key pieces coming back. But yeah, you have to lay eyes on this game for sure. So this is going to be really a for what it's worth, because for what it's worth, from what I've heard, they try to get Notre Dame. Notre Dame did Notre Dame things, whatever. This is a damn good, this is a damn good matchup here with NC State, a top 25 matchup here with everything to gain for either team. So this is going to be a fun, intriguing matchup to watch on Thursday. That's a lowdown, finally, on North Carolina State, a.k.a. NC State, as we are getting that much closer to the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando, Florida. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Again, you can get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available whenever we post content, and we're pretty much on the minge of posting content, getting back to the everyday posting, talking about K-State sports, whether it's football or basketball, because that's what's really on tap right now. Of course, women's K-State, I got to remind everybody, K-State women's basketball back in action one more time, and that is going to be the final K-State athletic game before the calendar year rolls over to 2024. Aoka Lee and company taking on Cincinnati in their first Big 12 conference game on the road. That's going to be on the Big 12 ESPN Plus app on Saturday there. And so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to this game as well. And I believe on the next pod, I'll have my prediction and continue the keys for the K-State Wildcats here. As, yeah, K-State, they had an opportunity to get 10 wins. That was obviously not going to happen with the poor effort with the defensive side. But now you still have a chance to get 9 wins, play for some pride, do what you can. And I'm just interested to see what K-State does, how they come out, because of the, are they going to be energized for this game? That is the other key. Well, I'll talk about that a lot more on the Wednesday edition, which will be the preview, kind of the scoring, the preview, prediction and preview of that game coming up here. But that's going to wrap things up for right now. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer. And of course, big thanks to Alex Aiden here. You will hear him on the final postcast of 2023. Via football style, when K-State and NC State go final. For right now, that's going to wrap things up. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.